The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, the 26th of August, 5:05 in the morning and 7:05 in the morning. I thought somebody was going to fix my clock here yesterday.
Clock was off yesterday?
Obviously. Nah, it's perfect, except it's 2 hours early. Or late, yeah. All the things on it say 5 instead of 7. Mm. And, of course, I just read it. So it's 7:06 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. How you doing, Ben?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Good. No, real good, in fact. I've been looking for a horse. So if anybody's out there that's got a horse that you want, that's a decent horse, a good horse, looking for a great home, just give me a call here at the station or go on my Facebook page and PM me. Found a couple. Found one I really liked, unfortunately. And it's a Mustang. And were you here when Belinda was here last week? The Mustang trainers?
No, I was
okay.
Not.
That was Friday. She went up to this the Teen Oregon Challenge. And then they auction these off. The participants get the horse for 120 days, I believe. And then at the end of that, they have a show and they show the progress they all made. And then they auction off the horses. And this one I liked went for $350. But the one I discovered I really liked went for $500. Good size. I mean, the horse was, the girl had done a magnificent job with this horse. It was sold for $500. And it was 5 years old, gelding, right size, beautiful horse. And because these Mustangs, these feral horses coming off the range, if there's anything wrong with them, anything with their feet and legs and stuff like this, anything that's wrong with them, they don't live because they just don't make it out there. So, and I was looking at this and thought, wow, anyway, it's just something else. Okay, what national day we got today, buddy, on Meh Tuesday?
National Cherry Popsicle Day.
Oh, wow.
Let me see. There's a few of them here. It's National Dog Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. National Dog Day today.
It is National Dog Day.
I've got some facts about dogs, in fact, today that are really quite interesting, and we'll try to get to those. I was hoping Mike LaTalle was going to call today, and maybe he still will. Trying to get him in on Tuesdays at 7, and then Kevin Cry at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. Tell us about the Board of Supervisors and the City Council. Cause a lot of questions coming up here. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Didn't look like that this morning.
It didn't. Yeah. But, last night it rained a little bit.
It did.
Down in Anderson it did.
Oh, okay. This is mainly after 5 p.m. Mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99 today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7, after 5, and before 7. And a low around 71. Wednesday, about 95, a low of 68. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all in the 90s. And then Sunday, we're back to triple digits at 100 degrees. So it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be a little bit cooler this week. And then we may get some rain. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for like 30 years, the Kenny family. locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business. They great reputation taking care of the customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I've got other plans, and they're just some really good people down there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Because it's National Day of the Dog, I have some dog facts for you to start off with. Turn me down a little bit here. Okay. You ever wonder why a dog licks you?
No.
Never? Never wondered why? A dog licks you? Do you think it's because they love you? Well, they do. I mean, you know, there's a number of things that dogs do, and you question about, can they really do that? Can they, you know, why do they dig? All these things. And tilt their heads. And why do they put, you know, because Buford's big at this. Why does Buford always put his paw on you? It's because they the simple yet adorable gesture is actually your pup's way of saying, hey, I'm here and I love you. Usually he does it when he's being, you know, petted or something. Or somebody just comes up and just does it, says, here I am. Now, a lot of times dogs lick because it is a sign of affection. However, they've also been able to detect illnesses. And if your dog is licking, including cancer, by persistently licking, sniffing, or even gently biting at a specific area on their owner's body. So if your pup is fixated in one spot more than usual, it might be worth paying closer attention to. We have friends whose horse sussed out cancer that she had. Oh, no. So horse, I mean, started acting radically different. And then turns out that she did. She had, I believe it was cancer or something. And I've read about this, how animals can do this, how they've got, they're so sensitive and they realize something's not right. Let me see what else we have here, what dogs do things. Can a dog, when a dog looks in your eyes, is he true, you know, what is that? If he's looking straight in your eyes and it stays there like that, he is trying to, a connection because he feels a deep connection to you. Does your dog ever do that?
I don't have dogs.
You don't have a dog.
I have a cat, but my roommate has two Great Danes.
Oh.
And they're two of the sweetest dogs ever.
A dog sleeps on its side because it feels safe. When he, you know, Buford gets in there on his side and he rolls over on his back, it's because they feel safe. And dogs can pick up on storms. They start getting restless. And do dogs have memories? Not like you and I have a memory, like, you know, Hawaii. You think back on that.
Yeah.
Well, a dog will have an experience, but he doesn't dwell on it. He doesn't go back and think about it. But he goes back there again. Say you take him to the beach. He has a great time. He leaves. Okay. That part of his life's over. However, if you bring him back at a later date, he will remember that.
He'll remember how much fun he had or didn't have.
Yeah, that's the other thing, which is why. they did a study on dogs, by psychologists, revealed that canine intelligence is comparable to that of a 2-year-old child. While they won't be solving physics equations, they can develop a vocabulary of over 160 words, and a skill once thought to be exclusive to humans and apes. They recognize figures on TV.
Huh.
You know, if they see a figure on it, like a wolf or a lion or things like that. Anyway, it's National Dog Day, and for people out there that have dogs and love their dogs, there's so much to them. And, you know, things that, you know, dogs following you to the dogs following you to the bathroom. You see all these reels with that. And that's because they're a pack animal and they like being with you. Plus the fact, you know, if you've ever encouraged them to, you know, and they come to another room, you pet them and they're curious. So they just, you know, they'll come in.
Yeah.
And check out. I thought it was because, every time I take Buford out, I'm out there.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, he does not. He is, once he's down, which is a lot of the time, laying there, he doesn't get up just to kind of check it out. When it gets close to dinner time, he starts following Linda around. And
he knows.
Oh, no, he knows. He knows. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, mountain lions. And the Red Rancheria has a new program that seems to be a real success. No cash bail. How's that working? And something the President Trump has just declared unlawful, which I totally disagree with on this one, and some other things that are going on. And then we'll be right back after these commercials.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Meh Tuesday, 26th of August. quickly getting through this month. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm talking about, and I want to talk about the TAVR valve replacement. They've had over 500 procedures done at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The TAVR valve replacement replaces a faulty valve in your heart. It's done by inserting it through an artery. I think it's an artery. It goes up in your leg. It goes up to your heart, and it's placed in the bad valve, and it successfully is anchored there, and then opens up the artery valve. Now, it used to be they had to crack your chest open to do that. Now they can do it in the procedure I told you, and right then, inserting it through your through a vein, and which means is to hold you overnight. And the next day you go home, as opposed to having an open heart surgery where you're in there for several days. They've done well over 500 of them, and they were, or the 500th one was done, and they were celebrating that the other day, and as they should. The TAVR valve replacement being done at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can do it right here. Some of the things going on, President Trump is said he's going to fire, or he has fired, Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. In a termination letter, Trump said Cook has been removed from her position for cause, citing allegations of mortgage fraud. I think these same kind of things that Schiff, that they're going, you know, that they're looking at Schiff for, that claiming residency and so they can get better rates and all this, which is, you think, kind of ridiculous. I mean, when you think about all this, you know, if you get caught in something like this, I mean, it's like wire fraud. And why would you risk it on that? Why'd you risk your career? You know,
they think they can get away with it.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's hubris. Now I can do anything I want. It's like Schiff. I can do anything. I can say anything I want. Nothing's going to happen to me. And, in fact, Biden pardoned Schiff, as he did with all the others that were on that, you know, that committee. So she says, I'm not going to resign, and I'm just going to continue doing my job. She says he's firing me on something for no cause. No cause exists in our law, and he has no authority to do so. So we'll see what happens. Okay, now, this is something that President Trump did. He signed an executive order on Monday that directs the Justice Department to investigate incidents of flag burning, an activity he claims incites violence and riots. And this, you know, in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled in Texas versus Johnson, declared flag burning a protected form of speech under the First Amendment. The government cannot, however, Justice William Brennan addressed Trump's argument 36 years ago. The government cannot assume that every expression of a provocative idea will incite a riot, but must look at the actual circumstances surrounding the expression. You know, there's things that Trump has done that I strongly agree with. Some I have no thoughts on when he does things. I don't like this one, because as much as I find it abhorrent that anybody would burn the flag of this nation, abhorrent. When you start saying that, then what is it? Then what's the next thing that happens? I can't burn a flag. Well, then I can't fly a flag. Maybe. I mean, we lived through that in the Biden era. I mean, do we want to do that in this, you know, where people take, you know, there are consequences of your actions. But to have a decision made already that is, as like I said, as vile as it is, burning the American flag in this type of circumstance, government saying you can't do it, to me, is overreach. Now, if you disagree with this, please give me a call. I spent a lot of time in my life out there defending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and my brothers and sisters who live here in America. I just find this one an overreach. So I'm not the only one that feels like that. They're maybe more conservative than the ones burning the flags. So, Do you know what a haboob is? Keep it clean.
No.
It's a towering wall of dust slammed into Phoenix on Monday night, plunging the Arizona Capitol into near zero visibility, followed by damaging thunderstorms and caused widespread power outages, traffic light issues, et cetera, et cetera. 70-mile-per-hour wind gust shredded a connector bridge. I've never seen one in the United States, but I have seen them in the Middle East. We were in the old embassy in Baghdad, and you keep the windows open in there because their air conditioning just wasn't real good. And one of these things hit, and it was almost like a movie, because that open window funneled the dust, so it came through there like it was like somebody had taken a giant hose and poured dust through it. It just came blowing into the room. We couldn't get that window closed fast enough. But we must have had, I'm not exaggerating, at least an inch of dirt and dust in that room.
And those just like show up. There's really no warning.
Well, you can see them coming in the distance, but this was at night. And everybody was asleep when it came through there. This was early on, so we were just kind of in 03. And, you know, I didn't see it when I was over in during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Didn't see one of these. I'm sure they were out there, but I didn't see it. But this one really hit. And then seeing the photographs of Phoenix is quite remarkable, for sure. Okay, let me see. Oh, do we dare go talk about Cracker Barrel? You know what Cracker Barrel is?
Yeah, a restaurant.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel decided to change their logo. Now, you wouldn't think that would be such a big thing, but it has hit the internet. It's somewhat like Bud Light. Remember Bud Light? Well, it seems like Cracker Barrel decided to do this. And when they did, the redesigned logo has just caused all types of consternation. And as they say, they could have done a better job with controversial new logo. And it's already having problems. So they brought in this new CEO and they said, well, hey, we're going to redo all this stuff. And if the last few days have shown us anything, it's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. They redesigned this label. It's a minimalist logo that doesn't include a barrel or a seated figure. Have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, I mean, we used to travel. We used to always stop at Cracker Barrel.
They're more in the do we even have them out here on the West Coast? I thought
there might have been one, maybe two.
Most of them are back on the East Coast and the South, you know, the Southeast and Southwest. Midwest. I mean, and you see them. I mean, gosh, I've gone to them numerous times.
There was one right where I grew up, right in this town.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, I've seen them, and I've been there a lot when I was younger. I haven't been there in years, probably, but
their stock nosedived 12% in one day, and they said that they have not forgotten about Uncle Herschel, who many people believed over the years was the figure seen leaning against the barrel. He will still be seen on the menu, especially on Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast platter. So we know we don't always get it right the first time. And, of course, this is all stoked by right-wing groups. Cracker Barrel just – people don't like change for change's sake.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben.
Well, I think
all of that.
Tried to change probably because they didn't want to get, you know, everybody's like when the Cleveland Indians had to change their name to the Guardians. Like all these people make things about, you know, different You know, so the Cracker Barrel thought, hey, let's just go easy. Let's make it simple so we don't get all that backlash for all the other controversial stuff that people think that our logo might look like. And then they do easy and they still get backlash because it's just simple.
Sidney Sweeney doing the American jeans, American Eagle jeans.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's what it was.
Just caused all types of consternation. Of course, you know, the New York Times and other liberal sides of this. Oh, it's the conservatives are pointing out, you know, they're egging on the progressives. No, I think what they're doing is saying, why are people so upset about a girl and her jeans? I mean, it's when you get down to it, it is so ridiculous. And yet, this was the topic of everything for, what, 2, 3, 4 days, 5 days? And then when they found out she was a Republican and shot guns, whoa, you know, heads exploded out there. I just, frankly, you know, the Cracker Barrel was having its problems. So they brought in a new CEO, and one of the things they said, hey, look, we want to redesign. We want to, you know, people say, hey, we're moving, you know, moving forward. Well, people don't like that. People don't like something they've seen their whole lives just change whimsically like that. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a 1-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Welcome back to Meh Tuesday. August 26th, 5:35 in the morning, and if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Federal rebates, I'm not sure much longer. I know they're cutting some out, and they're cutting away some of these things, the feds are. But Gavin Newsom will give you money for your a rebate for your electric vehicle. The Board of Supervisors has thrown the gauntlet at the city of Redding. The supervisors wanted to get the city of Redding to approve a lease on 90 acres so Shasta County can move forward in that development of the expanded alternative custody campus work. And I'm getting this out of the record searchlight here. And Redding City Council is expected to consider approving a reworked lease at its September 2nd meeting, which is next week. So the date's a lot sooner than when county officials expected it to happen at their last meeting on August 19th. On Tuesday, supervisors will be asked, that's today, will be asked to sign the lease, which will take effect after the state declares the property surplus. Now, on August 19th, the supervisors voted 5-0 to approve the lease, rejecting a request by the city that the county not sign it until the state declares the 90-acre parcel surplus property. And Matt Plummer took the bull by the horns, and he said he made a motion to delay approving a resolution for the county to conduct the November 4th special election for Redding, which is the tax proposal, until the city signs the lease. And it passed, the motion passed 3-2. Now, Plummer, Kevin Cry, and Corky Harmon voting yes. Chris Kellstrom and Alan Long voting no. Now, that if you look at the people voting, and you can see, you know, well, it's a new, this is a new alliance, and this is probably a short-term alliance, but it's a new alliance that you see there. Anyway, their Vice Mayor Mike Cattell told the Record Searchlight that he met with Crime Plummer to talk through some issues, and that he was confident the city would soon sign the lease. And Barry Tippin said, they don't want to delay the process. Sheriff Michael Johnson needed signatures from the county and the city to work on the project, so the city agreed to make the agreement happen on the condition that they get the state's approval. Now, this project that Sheriff Mike Johnson has come up with will hopefully take people and get them through programs, get them training, so we can get them back in society. This is not a new idea. It's been used in other areas, but it is new to Shasta County, and I thoroughly, thoroughly applaud Sheriff Johnson for pushing this forward and the Board of Supervisors for supporting it, and I'm sure the city will too. But they do need to get this 90 acres declared surplus. And I'm not sure why they just don't lease the land. The city give them a 100-year lease on the land for $1, and they don't have to go through that. And I'm sure there's reasons they can't do that, because that would be too simple, too direct.
Yeah.
And easy.
Too simple and easy.
Yeah. And direct. One of the things wildlife biologists use is to count animals. I mean, they can be out there and they can count them, and they can have game cameras and all that. One of the other things they use is roadkill. If there's a lot of animals of a certain species being killed on the road, that means there's a lot of them out there. And when they don't see them, it's a couple of different things. You know, it could mean is that they're not in that area, or that maybe there's not that many of them, or they don't, you know, get in your ropes. Well, a mountain lion was killed Tuesday on northbound Interstate 5 just past the Oasis Road exit. 3:15 a.m., a white Mazda SUV hit it. It caused enough damage that the car, the vehicle had to be towed.
Oh, wow.
And no major injuries were reported. The mountain lion, which appeared to be a younger or smaller cougar, was found on the roadway. They got a photo of it. But when's the last time you heard of a mountain lion being killed on the road? Now, right? it's. I think it's been a while since that's happened. You know, the other thing, there have been mountain lions killed on like, I think 101, you know, Highway 1. 101.
Yeah.
And they were looking at making, having, crossovers for the animals to use. They've done, but passages, you know, underneath highways where animals can move through.
Yeah, I've seen the ones where you drive underneath of them.
Yeah, overpass. Yeah. And overpass. You have overpasses for animals like that. And you have to remember that just last week, a mountain lion attacked and killed a horse, or injured a horse bad enough that it had to be euthanized.
Yeah,
that right across from Wind River Casino, and from a person I know very well, and the and it was, I mean, right across 273 from Wind River, and along, and it's right next to the creek that goes through there.
Yeah.
That where a lot of people sleep at night, yeah. You know, and these things, and to have that happen. And then at the same time, you've got the wolves running amok here in the North State. Then you have a mountain lion attack a horse and do enough damage that it has to be euthanized. And then you have a mountain lion being hit on the road. And you have to start asking yourself, you know, at what point does this become something that the state of California and Fish and Wildlife have to start addressing. I mean, they're trying to do it up with the wolves, and they are just totally losing the battle up there. Every day, or at least once a week, somebody's going to have something on Facebook showing where the wolves have attacked their animals. And then you're going to start asking yourself that, okay, so, you know, dogs, you're going to lose your dog. These Great Pyrenees and these, you know, they're bred to, you know, protect the animals.
Yeah.
I saw a story where two of them were killed by a wolf pack. And, I mean, they just can't fight all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it's coyotes, it's one thing. Yeah. And probably one-on-one, they can hold their own with a wolf, maybe even two-on-one. But when you get the pack in there, no.
Yeah.
They go down. So, you know, and then now with the mountain lion attack here last week, right here in town.
Yeah.
And then this one, seeing a mountain lion, you know.
So the mountain lions are afraid of the wolves, and they're coming down in the town.
Well, no, I don't. I think they're looking for food.
Yeah.
And, you know, they decimated the deer herds.
Yeah.
I mean, there's less deer in areas because wolves and lions and bears. Bears can find fawns. Because they have an incredible sense of smell that the wolves and lions can't find them, but bears can. So yeah. They start eating the young. Yeah, this whole thing is, it is a circular firing squad we've got going here with animals. And because you can't hunt lions, and you can hunt bears, but you can't hunt them with dogs. And so the harvest rate went down, like, gosh, something like 80%. And wolves, you can't touch. You can yell at them. But God help you if you hit them, you know, if you pick up a rubber bullet, you know, pick up a gun and shoot them with a rubber bullet, get them out of your area. No, 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 no. You can be prosecuted for that. If there's going to be a case, I don't know when, but there will be a case where a rancher kills a wolf. And now it comes down to the point of, does the sheriff arrest him? And then if the sheriff does, does the DA prosecute them for protecting their property?
Yeah.
I think the sheriff would probably turn and look the other way and say, well, obviously you were protecting your own life.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. You know, you can say I was in fear of my life. Wolf was 400 yards away and chasing my cow, but I was in fear of my life. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. It'll happen. It'll happen that somebody is going to be arrested, and this court trial could set a precedent throughout California, in my opinion. All right, just take a quick break here. Hey, look, if you were injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, there's something that can get you back to work, and get you back into the work cycle, even if it means training in a new job because you can't do your old job. But none of that's happening, then you need some help. And that help is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's down in Palo Cedro. His website is GormanLaw.com. But if you want to talk to Patrick Gorman, you give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to be talking to, paralegals or anybody else. You're going to be talking to Patrick. They're life-changing. Work injuries can be life-changing. You want to get back to work. Your employer would love to have you back to work, but you're just not getting the treatment. It's being delayed, drug out, or just denied. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need one that knows how to fight, and he is a scrapper. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Thank you.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The 26th of August, 5:50 in the morning. 7:50 in the morning. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this at the news break. I can't. I'm too stupid to figure it out every time. What was I going to say? Oh, two things. Ready Rancheria, their harm reduction program is showing early success. And what is this? It's a drop-in style program, operates every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at Tribe's Churn Creek Recovery Center. It's open to all community members. In the first few weeks, the program served an average of 6 to 8 people each Friday. That number has more than doubled, with over 20 people attending and receiving essential disease prevention materials, harm reduction supplies, food and clothing at no cost. And in 8 weeks, the program has collected and safely disposed of more than 600 used syringes, keeping them off the streets and out of public parks where people were finding them in, like, the playgrounds. I mean, you don't want to go to a playground in the sand and there's a syringe sitting there. What they're trying to do is get the people, keep them safe, try to get them on a new path, and trying to work that way. But mainly try and keep them safe, do no harm to them, and then get them, like I said, back at least in the beginning of coming to society. Okay, President Trump again has signed another executive order. We've already talked about the one on burning flags. I'm not in agreement with that. As bad as it is, if somebody wants to burn the flag, as vile as that is, the American flag, you know, it went up to the Supreme Court back in 1989, and they said that, you know, as bad as it is, it's also comes under the First Amendment. He just signed another one on August 25th that revoke federal funding for jurisdictions that allow suspects to be released without posting a bond. Remember, California went through that for a year and decided that just wasn't going to work. Trump says mandating cash bail will help make the country safer by ensuring suspects are not allowed to walk free and commit another crime before trial. Now, Illinois is the only state that has cashless bail. They can get out. And people have said there was going to be more crime. Now, according to this article in USA Today, and I've gotten to the point, isn't this horrible, that when you get to the point, when you read something in a major news outlet, that you question it because you wonder, because of things they've done in the past, things they've said, stances they have taken that were wrong, just totally wrong. So then now when you read an article, you start questioning, who is Michael Loria? I mean, what's his background? Does he have a dog in the fight here that he wants to spin it? Anyway, there was a concern that bail reform would cause the sky to fall, but that's definitely not happening in Illinois, University of Chicago researcher Allison Ziegler said. All the evidence I've seen points to positive outcomes. And, you know, from people that are not being held in jail because they didn't have enough money to get bail. It doesn't mean that they can't hold anybody. What it means is they go in front of they go in when they're being arraigned. And if the judge says, okay, you've got to come back here at this date, they can leave. However, if the judge deems that they should be held, they're going to be held in jail. now these arraignment hearings used to take minutes. Now they can take up to an hour as the prosecution says, look, we want to keep this guy in jail, and you've got to, and the judge has got to agree with this. So, it went into, they signed the act in 2022. It went into effect in 2023. It doesn't stop Illinois, as I just said, from holding suspects in jail before trial. The prosecutors now must request the state hold serious crime suspects deemed dangerous or flight risk. Otherwise, they're released from jail awaiting bail. In this, they showed that the rate of defendants failing to appear in court has actually slightly fallen from 25% to 23%. So people are showing up in court, but they also said that that the crime rate among people released before trial has not changed. So that the they do hold people charged with serious crimes are being held. And Illinois only allows judges to jail people who have been charged with certain serious crimes, including violent crimes. Now, they said about 60% of the defendants charged with serious crimes before bail reform were released before trial after posting bond. Now, only 50% of the defendants charged with serious crimes are released before trial. That's still a lot of people being released, serious crimes being released out on the city there. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. What Trump wants to do is we'll just withhold federal funds if you're going to do this. And again, we go back to, it'd be nice to see statistics that show that, okay, Illinois, this happens. Now, as we're finding out though in Washington, D.C., that the crime statistics have been cooked. I mean, they've had, the head of their police union on saying, we have had, commanders come in and say, nope, don't write that as a homicide. Write it as a death. And, so what they're doing is they're skewing the crime statistics so they can say anything they want. So then we go back again to trust in institutions we've always trusted in the past. The police, fire, hospitals, all of these. Where do you get your statistics and who is the person that's doing the statistics? Polls. Oh, well, more people want to have the redistricting than don't. Well, yeah, but where did you take your polls from? It came from the university, at Berkeley or Berkeley University. But where did they get their sampling from? They never tell you that. If you came up here in Shasta County and asked that question, it'd be like 75% say it's wrong. So, and if you use that statistic, then it shows, oh, well, gosh, it's overwhelming. And, go Democrats, Republicans, and Independents right up here in Shasta County. I got a feeling you're going to get a different answer. So it doesn't show where they sampled, which is you are shading the narrative to what you want the poll to be. You are shading the narrative of how many murders there are in Chicago by just not calling them murders, calling them something else. Yeah. Anyway, so, hey, when we come back from the news, we will have with us Mark Story. He hasn't been here the last few times. And I swear to you, I'm looking at a man right now who has I am not exaggerating here, has a Santa Claus beard.
I thought Santa Claus was walking
in. I thought Santa Claus had walked in here. And you know why this is?
Yeah, for his...
Bark, wine, and brew. It's pirate night. And I can't wait to see if he's going to kind of like braid that beard and then like Blackbeard did. And then he tied fuses. For the cannons, he would tie fuses into these braids and light them. So he'd have be looking like that. So I can't wait to see what Mr. Story's going to look like. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump takes a bold step that has his critics howling and questioning his authority to make such a move. The firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
In a letter posted on his social media platform, the president said he's removing Cook because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook had said she wouldn't leave her post despite the president previously calling for her to resign. The move is a sharp escalation in his battle to gain greater control over the nation's central bank, which historically has enjoyed political independence. For months, Donald Trump has berated Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington, D.C. has been murder-free for a dozen days now, and there have been more than 1,000 arrests since President Trump's crackdown on crime began almost 3 weeks ago. Presidential aide Stephen Miller says Washingtonians are thrilled, even if D.C.'s Democrat leaders are not.
I've had a chance to spend some time, as has everyone here, with the police officers in the city. Members of the public are going up to them and thanking them, just overflowing with gratitude. Because for the first time in their lives, they can use the parks, they can walk on the streets. You have people who can walk freely at night without having to worry about being robbed or mugged or wearing their watches again. They're wearing jewelry again. They're carrying purses again.
And he calls the doctoring of crime stats in the city a massive scandal. The U.S. Coast Guard says it seized a record of 76,000-plus pounds of drugs this summer off Central and South America. Yesterday, the Coast Guard offloaded 76,140 pounds of drugs at Port Everglades, described as the largest single haul of illegal drugs in the agency's history. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points, while the Nasdaq trading 28 points higher, and the S&P is up 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
An American soccer star, the target of some very unsportsmanlike conduct while playing in Italy.
Juventus says U.S. midfielder Weston McKennie has been subjected to racist abuse following the team's 2-0 season-opening win over Parma in Serie A play on Sunday. The Turin-based club posted a statement on social media saying McKennie faced discriminatory remarks from individuals in the away section while warming down with teammates on the pitch. Juventus pledged full cooperation with authorities to identify those responsible. Parma has also condemned the incident in a statement released Monday. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is accusing Iran of directing at least 2 anti-Semitic attacks in Australia and says the country is cutting off diplomatic relations in response. He says that Australian intelligence services connected Iran to the arson attack at a restaurant and a synagogue. Townhall.com. Despite an outcry, Cracker Barrel is standing by its new slimmed-down logo.
But the chain is also apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced last week. Cracker Barrel said Monday that it could have done a better job sharing the company's reasons for the new logo. It also emphasized that many things won't change, like the rocking chairs on its front porches. Cracker Barrel took heat on social media last week when it announced a simplified logo featuring only the chain's name. Gone was the picture of an older man in overalls leaning against a barrel. The words Old Country Store were also removed. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Trump administration has halted construction of a nearly completed wind farm off Rhode Island and Connecticut. citing national security concerns and energy reliability issues. The project, called Revolution Wind, is roughly 80% complete. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda's on assignment. 26th of August, 8:05 in the morning on a meh Tuesday. Because Mondays are some, you know, starting a week off, Wednesday or something, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Tuesdays. Tuesdays, there's nothing special about Tuesdays.
Not unless you like tacos.
Whoa, Taco Tuesday.
It's a good call.
Oh, I think it's over at VFW Post 1934. I think they run Taco Tuesday, so I got to check that out today. 8:06 in the morning, and the weather here. There's a chance of showers today. 30% chance of showers after 5 p.m. And partly cloudy with a low around 71 this evening. So it could be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of rain, except higher amounts in the possible in the thunderstorms. Now, you know, thunderstorms means lightning, but if there's rain coming down with it, that helps. On Wednesday, and we're going to stay in the 90s all the way through Sunday, where it's going to go up back up into triple digits of 100. And on Labor Day, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, great people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here, one of my favorite times of the month. I have Mark Story in here and Haven Humane. And you missed some because of the of your Camp Love a Pet. Which is one of your favorite times.
Yeah, I did. I missed one because of camp. That's true.
Okay. Now, I have to ask.
Yeah?
This beard. Mm-hmm. You have been growing this thing. You know what? You have magnificent hair growth, let me tell you. At least on your face. I mean, who knows? You could have totally no hair on the rest of your body.
Right.
But your beard has every – of course, I see you like once a month. Every time I see you, it looks like it's grown 2 inches.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Which is impossible, but
yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's pretty long. It's just for Barkwine and Brew, and I've made the decision that night it will be getting shaved off. So
now, do you put anything on your beard?
I use a special soap and then a conditioner in the shower, and then I have to use a straightening brush now to get it straight because it's really wavy, and if I don't, it's all over the place.
Well, it's all over the place now.
It only takes a couple minutes.
You know what?
It'd be way worse.
You
if I
need
didn't.
To get on a Harley and just drive down the road. You know, you look like ZZ Top. You're getting to the ZZ Top.
Yeah, it's
buddy.
Yeah.
Got another what? When is Barkwine and Bruins on October 4th?
Yep.
So you've got another full month of this.
Yeah, it's 39 days away.
Hey, you've had a great success story on Doco.
Doco is a perfect example of a community coming together to help animals. Doco was with us for 353 days in the shelter.
Now, first of all, when a dog comes into the shelter for that length of time, what are the problems that you associate with dogs being in the kennel for a long time?
Well, the biggest part is we need to keep them active and we need to enrich their lives as much as we can because even with our amazing volunteers taking them out as often as possible, they're still in their kennel way more than they're ever out of their kennel. So our team, and this is what I'm talking about, you know, our amazing volunteers have spent so much time with Doco and kept him healthy and happy, which is great. Our staff has done a great job of doing enrichment programs. Some of them are like peanut butter in a Kong or a Frisbee in front with a Kong or just talking to them. And they've done a great job with that as well. So that is the hard part, is keeping them from going kennel crazy.
Yeah.
Delco never did. He's just a great boy. And then,
but some dogs do.
Some dogs do.
They just can't.
And some dogs do it very quickly, and some dogs takes quite a while. But
I mean, Buford was in there, what, 72 days? Something like that. Which, you know, when you think about it, it's still a long time. And he still has behavior that, like, when he goes to bed, at night, he stays there. And it's like, he's used to that. You know, like probably in the kennel when he went.
That's more of a dog behavior.
What he is starting to do though, he's starting to sneak up and jump on the bed at the foot of the bed.
Well, he's
done
trying,
that twice now,
he's been
and
trying
he,
to do
and
that.
And then he rolls into a small ball, so you don't know he's there.
Yeah, well, he's smart. So our staff and our volunteers did such a great job with Delco keeping him ready, and then Maisie from our development department made this great video along with a bunch of staff members that the most overlooked dog, and basically just asked a bunch of people, who's the most overlooked dog? And every answer was Delco.
I think I shared that five times.
Yeah. And so then she posted it to our social media, and then that video was shared over 500 times. And, you know, all of that shows our community working together. And then an out-of-town person saw the video, fell in love with Delco, and came down and fell in love with him and adopted him and took him
home.
That
was it.
Yeah, and great. She said, I saw the video, and then, you know, then they did, Maisie did another video of the adoption and posted that up there too, which was great. So I want to thank everybody, the volunteers, the staff, the people that shared the social media post. Maisie was doing this amazing video. It was.
And this was a village.
And, you know, Delco wasn't adopted because of one person. Delco was adopted because of a whole bunch of people. And I especially want to thank the adopter for looking out for our social media and coming down and falling in love with Delco and giving him
Oregon
that chance.
Or
I'm not really sure.
I don't even know, but they were out of state. Isn't that great?
They were out of town.
Oh, out of town.
Yeah, they were out of town. So she drove down.
Okay.
But, so that's – and, you know, that's how it's supposed to work. So whenever I talk or whenever you see something on our social media and we ask people to share stuff, it does work.
That's why we
promote it so much, and it does work. And in this case, it saved Toko's life. Now, there have probably been, you know, hundreds of videos that have gotten somebody's attention. They've come in and adopted. This one was just one with a dog that had been there for a long, long time and that everybody loved. And so great story. Thank you to everybody who made this happen. And if you don't think that you're helping when you're sitting in social media and your desk scrolling through Facebook and you see something, you share it, you are helping. And it's a big help, and we appreciate it greatly.
I tell you about Facebook. I don't think I have put something on there politically, but I will share things. So I guess you could say that. You know, if I see something about the redistricting, I'll share that. Things about the city council, I'll share both of them from Tanessa and Aaron and Mike and all those and things like that. I'll share all that. Mm-hmm. But I see this, and I'll share things like, of course, with Delco, things that are happening, you know. And I found that it really, there's no stress there.
No.
You know, I don't get in arguments with somebody. I don't do that anymore than I used to do years ago.
Yeah, don't feed the trolls.
No, it's just, it's not worth it. But when you see, you see events that you would like people to know about, this is a great way of helping things like Haven Humane and other organizations that are doing so much good share what they're doing. This Roots Revival, Reading Roots Revival, it's happening. You know, this is a great event. So we're more than happy to have somebody on to talk about it and put up their poster and then share stuff we see. It's like anything, but in this case, it really changed this one animal's life.
And it saved a life.
Saved a life.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, and Mark, and we're going to take a break here, but you kept that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a dog that stays there that long. A lot of times other places won't keep a dog that long.
No, and that's a testament to Delco because he was doing so well.
Because Delco was being, he withstood being in the kennel for that long. But it was you also your people around them.
Mm-hmm. Too. Absolutely. So, our staff and volunteers.
Great job, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great job.
Yeah, I take zero credit for this.
Well, I wasn't giving it to you. Except here's the thing is, as the leader, as the boss, a good boss does what you just did. Hey, it was all my people that did it, my people that did it. And you know, a lot of times then the boss will get credit, but you know, he diffuses it out to his people. But trust me, and you know this, something goes wrong, boom.
Yeah.
The boss takes the spear in the chest.
That's the job.
But that's the job.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, financial management and insurance. Judy Maxwell started her company in 1993 and ever since has been helping our community with their insurance and financial matters needs. With, you know, the stock market, their insurance programs, if there are any left, any of this, it's such a confusing time. Well, you've got insurance and you've got investments, but you're not sure, gosh, are they going to last or is it the right ones or what? Well, you can get a free review and evaluation of both at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 and set up an appointment with Judy Maxwell. And she knows what she's talking about, and so do her people. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio sponsored by, our studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can go to our archives. Same web address, KCNR1460.com, and go back and listen to any show that you might want to listen to that maybe you missed part of and say, gosh, I want to hear the whole thing. Like this one today. We are here with Haven Humane and Mark Story. We just talked about Doko. Was in the shelter 353 days. Put a video out on August 21st. It was seen by over 500 times. I know we shared it here couple of times at least, and he was adopted on August 23rd by an out-of-town person.
Yep, total great, team
great
effort.
Story. Okay, now, some things are happening. I've seen photos and videos of the Zumba Bash.
Yeah, Zumba Bash was great this year. They outdid themselves. It was amazing.
Gosh, so. I mean, I didn't know they did all those things.
Oh, yeah, they did all kinds of stuff. It was pretty awesome, and I want to send a shout out to Anderson Family Fitness for making this happen every year, and especially to Jennifer Lozoya, who has been running this for, I think it was our 12th or 13th year. I think it was our 12th year. And it just amazing. And every year it grows just a little bit, which is great. But I also want to thank all the instructors who take all the time to do it. The choreography and the stuff that they did was just, it was amazing. I mean, I'm standing there thinking they donate all their time, and for them to spend this much time on the choreography they did and the outfits and the costumes and everything, because it was a circus theme, and it was like a Greatest Showman theme, and it was amazing. They did such a fantastic job, and all the vendors and everybody who came and all the sponsors, thank you so much for making that happen. It really was a great night and a very successful night. So.
It looked like a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun, that's for sure. And, okay. And a lot of were tired because there is some Zumba going on, so there was a lot of exercise going on too.
Yeah, hello. Yeah,
I don't know how they do it.
I asked Linda that. She takes those Pilates class. And when you've got a machine you work on, it's called the reformer. That right there will keep me out of that location.
Right.
When it's called the reformer, what it could be called, the chair of hell. Who knows? But, you know, it's a machine they use. It's amazing. So, okay. Now, the big one.
Yeah, Park Wine and Brew. It's coming up. It's 39 days away. We still do have a couple tables, and we will sell out. So if you want a table, please call 241-5262 and talk to our development team. They're eagerly waiting to fill those tables. Like I said, we sell out every single year. This is going to be a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a pirate theme, thus the beard. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great live auction items. We've got some amazing silent auctions. We've got a great dessert auction again this year, and then there's just going to be lots of fun going on as well. It's a full dinner, and it's a lot of fun. So it's going to be Saturday, October 4th. It's going to be at Wind River, and it's a day where we celebrate our year and come together with our sponsors and our donors and really have a great time. So
we already have our pirate costumes.
I do too.
And I know, and I was surprised your warrior's in here today. And the sword's kind of cute. It's pink.
I don't have a sword for my costume. I was going to get one, but I decided against
it. How about those?
I don't have the single shot flintlocks.
And
I was going to get a flintlock, and I said, you know what? I don't want to carry it around, but my costume is.
I don't know if they'll let you in there with it.
My costume is.
It's
pretty solid.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Let's just put it that way.
Well, Linda and I have found ours, and so now when the theme is pirates, of course, everybody then dresses up as pirates. Now, I can't wait to see your dessert
auction.
I know, yeah, it's going to be great.
People will take the theme and they build cakes and cookies and everything based on the theme.
Yeah, and we have a new auctioneer this year named Keith. He's a great guy. I've seen him do auctioning quite a few times. Really liked him. And he has a different idea for the dessert auction. I think it's going to go a little bit faster. And
thank God.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to the auction this year because Keith is a lot of fun. He's very entertaining and a great auctioneer. So
he's quick too, right?
He is. Yeah. Good. Yeah, and he keeps people engaged. It's really good. Yeah.
Now, again, my friends, this thing does sell out. This event does sell out. We've been, MCs there for a long time.
Yeah.
And have enjoyed every one of these. This is marked on our calendar. And so that we would love to have you all come because this is a major fundraiser.
Yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser.
For Haven Humane. Yeah. And you've got to remember where all these funds go to. It's success stories like Delco. It's keeping, it's picking up people's pets and being able to return them before they even know they're gone because they've been chipped. It's Haven Humane, and this is a good way to support it and have a great time too.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, we couldn't have kept Delco for 353 days if we didn't have donors that supported us and allowed us to be able to do that. So, again, one more part of that team effort to get Delco into a home. So,
great.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. Again, 241-5262, call our development team, and get a table.
Okay. That hospital.
Yeah, they're busy.
You know what? We were trying to count up the other day how many cats that you all spay or neuter, and I was wrong by like 20. I was trying because I didn't carry my two.
You were wrong by a lot more than 20.
No, I wasn't.
Because I text Jim on that. It's about 202 a month.
A month, right.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Our vaccine clinics now are on the summer hours, so it's 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesday right there at the clinic. Cats must be in a proper size carrier and dogs must be on a leash. We do have a new type of walk-in vaccine clinic on the fourth Tuesday of the month from 9 to 11 a.m. We're actually hosting one today. The next one will be Tuesday, September 23rd. This clinic is for rabies vaccinations only and only for dogs. No other vaccines will be available. So this is if you got a license citation or you need to get update your license. This gives you the opportunity to go and just get a rabies so you can update your license is what this is designed for.
Okay. So that's just rabies vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fourth Tuesday of each month.
Correct.
But the regular summer hours for walk-in.
8 to 10 every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be outside the vet hospital.
Correct.
It's going to be warm and you probably want to get there a little bit early.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
How many can you do, or just until 10?
Yeah, it goes till 10. I can't remember what the number. There's not a number on that. They just go till 10. If they feel like they're going to have to send somebody out, then they usually will make some arrangements if possible.
Okay.
And then our vet hospital is doing 7 trap neuter release surgeries Monday through Thursday. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat, so these are for cats, community cats. Each cat must be in its own trap. You need to be at the vet hospital by 7:15. You really need to be there earlier because we usually have 7 before 7:15. The cost is $45. And there are vouchers that are available depending on where you live and which jurisdiction you live in to help offset that cost.
Do you have a lot of people showing up with cats? Obviously you
do.
Every day. Waiting to be neutered.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Or spayed.
And then our feral fiesta, which we will spay and neuter up to 50 feral cats each time on our feral fiesta, is the last Thursday of the month. So the next one will be this Thursday, the 28th. Drop off again is at 7:15. You probably want to get there early and then pick up same day at 4 p.m. The cost is the same, $45. Vouchers may be available for that as well. And then we have our Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day, where we'll spay and neuter up to 40 cats free of charge thanks to an anonymous, generous cat lover that donated for that. That is normally the second Thursday of every month, and this is an important one. So anybody who wants to come to that next month, September, we had to push it 1 week because we are down a vet that day. So it's going to be Thursday, September 18th, and then when we get back into October, it will go to the second Thursday of the month. But for next month, September, it will be Thursday, September 18th, so the third one just for September. And again, same rules apply. Cats must be in live humane cat traps. Only one cat per trap allowed. Cats
you can
will
do 40,
receive an ear,
you can do
40 ear tip.
Cats that day?
Yeah, we do 50 for the other one, for Feral
okay.
Fiesta.
Oh, yeah.
Cats will receive an ear tip, and it's a 5-cat limit per household per month for that.
Now,
so they are busy. Very, very busy.
And that's free. And then the ones for Feral Fiesta Day, you can get vouchers for that.
You can get vouchers to offset some of the cost, depending on the jurisdiction and the availability of vouchers.
So how much is how many cats a month is that since you figured it out last month?
It's 202.
Okay. So 202 cats a month. Being
community cats. There's
community
there's,
cats.
There's adopted cats that are spayed-neutered as well that
right.
aren't counted
in that. We're talking about the ones you see roaming. And we have cameras now. At our house, and we'll see them walking through there. Of course, we see skunks walking through there, too, which I'm still trying to figure out where the skunk's at. I saw them again last night. But the bottom line on this is you put 202 cats a month. It's over 2,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we making a dent? And I say we as a community. Are we making a dent here?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
good.
We're making a dent, but
we haven't solved it.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
And the problem is we need to have everybody spaying and neutering their own pets. And that's the problem.
I'll see dogs that are not for breeding up at the Benton Dog Park.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been cut. And, I mean, and I wonder why, because they're not breeding dogs. They're just,
well,
dogs.
I think there's a section of our community that just doesn't believe in spaying and neutering for whatever reason. I think if they got educated on what it actually does and how it helps, they would probably change their mind. But I think there's also a section of our community that either A, can't afford it, or B, they can't get in because it's very difficult to get it. We have amazing veterinarians in our community. I've said that before, and I think we're blessed with having a bunch of great facilities, but they're just overwhelmed too, and so it's hard to do that. So we have plans towards the end of the year to help with some of our waiting list for our spays and neuters, to get that down. More to come on that, but we've got a lot of people on the waiting list to get spayed and neutered that are, you know, public spays and neuters. So I think that's a big part of it too. And for those that are trying to get them in, great, thank you, I appreciate it, and I understand. But for those that aren't, please look into it more because it does help.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Mark Story, CEO out there at Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I get, you know, they do beard trims over there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. I somehow found them when I moved to Reading in 07 and have never tried another barber. They are just great. I've gone through several barbers there, but now Tim and Logan, they're young guys. They'll be there for a long time. It's a great barbershop. Never had a bad haircut. You can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, which is the way I roll. And get on there, works on my schedule, get my hair cut, and kind of find out what's going on, and then take off. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And there's a big difference, but it's a great barbershop. The old days. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 8:37 here on the 26th of August, and Ben ran in here and fixed the clock. He says, I don't know nothing about fixing clocks. And then he fixed it. Good job, buddy. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. They got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They've got jewelry designers there that can help you design your own piece of jewelry and then build it for you. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. These are good people. Locally owned, locally operated, 30 years in the business, over 30 years in the business. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only place we go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're giving our monthly recap of everything that's going on. And the we've talked about spay, neuter, and we've talked about the how great the Zumba Bash was, our Bark One and Brews coming up October 4th. Talked about Doko, adopted after 353 days. What a success story that was. And now kittens, the kitten nursery.
Yeah, kitten nursery's full, and our team's working great. They're working around the clock, both staff and volunteers, to give those little guys and gals some much-needed love, which is great. And we always need supplies for that, so if you'd like to help out with that, you can find our wish list by going to our website, havenhumane.org, and clicking on ways to give, then follow to the wish list. So they update that all the time.
It is easy to use. We did this the other day. And somehow I got double the number of what I ordered, but that was okay.
Hey, thanks.
And I gave them to Katrina when she was here.
Oh, cool.
Leashes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you probably got.
And so they put specific needs on there, but there are some things that we keep on there regularly, and the kitten nursery is one of those because we use a specific kind of formula for them. And the reason that we use that is because it's been shown to be better for them in the long run. And so we use that, and we use some specific things. And a lot of the reason we use some of those specific things is because those are things that have been tested, not just by us, but by people that have had kitten nurseries for much longer than us. San Diego Humane Society is as an example. We also need foster homes for kittens, which frees up space for us to take in and help more. So foster requires a commitment of anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months, depending on the age of the kittens, and you can kind of pick on that too. We provide all supplies, vet care, and training. More information is available on our website under the volunteer tab, or you can call our foster coordinator at 241-1653. And then there's another plug on here, Please Help Us Network Our Adoptable Pets. We talked about that before. That's how Doko got adopted. But tell everyone you know that we've got great pets at reasonable adoption fees, and they come altered, so spayed or neutered, microchipped, and are current on vaccines. Adoption fees are only $75 for an adult dog and $50 for an adult cat, and pets over 6 years old are half price thanks to the PALS Fund. And then you can share our Facebook and Instagram content and help us network these deserving pets just like Doko.
Okay, now, these kittens. I'm sorry, but these reels, I get into a reels when they've got these kittens in there, and they, and cats. I mean, they are funny.
Yeah, kittens are hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I mean, they'll be looking around, I mean, pushing off the wall, jumping on another cat.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah. Is it better to get two cats than one?
I mean, yeah, I'm a big proponent of having two dogs, two cats, just because then...
Two horses.
Then they, well, I mean, okay, but horses aren't always together, but... Dogs are always together, cats are always together, and that way, if you are busy doing something, they always have somebody to play with. We have three dogs at home. Three is a different thing, but
Did two of them gang up on the third?
No, we got the third when we actually, for the first time, we haven't talked to this, but I adopted a Camp Love a Pet dog.
When this happened.
From the first camp.
You did. Which one?
And his name was Randy at the time. He was one of the puppies that came in with Demodex, so they had mange. Mm-hmm. They kind of grew up with us, but his name's Hondo now. He's just the best boy.
Of course.
But I got him.
What kind?
We actually sent out the DNA test. I think he's going to be Pitbull Catalog mix, I think. Okay. He's super cute. He's the litter that came in, it was him and four brothers, and all five of them are the absolute sweetest litter, the most human contact litter I've ever seen in all of my time in animal care. Because across the board, all five of them are like this. And our groomers took them in every week because they needed medicated baths and just fell in love with them, and we all kind of did. And so when Cassie, who was our camp love pet, our camp director, put him in camp, I'm like, oh boy. And him and one of his siblings was in camp, and I really, really liked him to begin with. So I actually kind of kept it a secret from almost everybody. Adopted him on the Saturday a week before graduation. My wife went in and we went home, and she said, hey, so what happens if he gets adopted before Monday? I go, well, then that's good, you know? And she goes, oh. I go, wait, are you saying you want to adopt him? Big pause. She goes, yeah. And I go, okay, do you want me to call now or you want me to just wait and see you on Monday? She goes, no, I want you to call now. I said, okay. So I called and.
Because just think how bad you would have felt.
Yeah, well.
Because you really liked that dog.
I did.
That's what drove us to do what we did.
Right. Yeah. And so then I didn't tell anybody. I only told a couple people. I didn't tell the kids because I didn't want them to know. And he remained in camp, obviously. And then Friday after our field trip, I went in and I told them because everybody guessed about the name Hondo. And they were saying, you know, it's from John Wayne. It's from there's another show with a Hondo. And so they were all guessing. And when we got back from our field trip, I said, hey, I think I know what Hondo's name, where it came from. And they go, really? I go, yeah, it's a Star Wars character. He's a pirate. And they go, I don't know. And I go, no, actually, I'm sure that's his name because that's what my wife and I named him after we adopted him last Saturday. And everybody like started screaming and it was great. And then, he went home with us after graduation and,
hey buddy.
And, speaking of Buford. And oh,
somebody just brought Buford in. Yeah.
We went home after graduation and he's the best boy. And the reason we got him is because our older girl, doesn't play as much with our four-year-old, and so now they play together all the time. So,
well, Buford's happy. His uncle is here in the studio. He just adopted another one. You probably listening about Hondo, and he adopted him out of the Camp Love a Pet. I think that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to adopt a camp dog for a long time. It just needed to be the right camp dog, and he's the right camp dog. So, and Hondo it's like he's been with us forever.
Okay. All right, we have to take a quick break here, and we will be right back following these messages with Mark Story, CEO of Haven U Maine.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a statue left.
And good morning and welcome back to the last segment here. I popped in this morning because, and I brought Buford because I knew Mark Story was here and I knew at the 8:45 break.
They have a special relationship.
He wanted to take pictures and have Buford see the big beard, you know, and all that good stuff. And yeah, he is unrecognizable. If he had a baseball cap on and sunglasses,
It's one of the ZZ Top guys. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the assistant registrar of voters is going to join us, the new guy. And we're going to talk about what's going on down there and, you know, plans for the upcoming election. The movement to Joanne's Fabrics looks like that's been put on hold for a long time. And we'll find out some of the other things that are going on concerning our elections. That'll be tomorrow, and also the Patriot Guard riders are scheduled to be here at 7:30, so we'll see. But today we have Mark Story with us, CEO of Haven Humane, and I have a question here.
Yeah,
construction going on out there. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we are building a disaster relief building in kind of the back of the property. It was funded completely by the Zog Fire relief money or the Zog Fire settlement money. And so none of it is coming out of our coffers for this. Right. But it is getting 3D printed. In fact, they're printing as we speak.
Is this Donna Jamian?
It is.
Okay.
It's Don Jamian.
Fantastic.
Emergent Construction. Yeah.
Technology.
And,
you know,
and
what?
They have done a great job, and their team has been absolutely amazing.
They are really a good company. We've had Don on. We were talking about this. You know, what a perfect solution for places like Pacific Palisades and other. They can just go down there and make blocks of homes.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. I was watching it print yesterday, but we're printing the half, and then they'll move it over and print the other half of the building. But
and that's something.
The building will be specifically for disaster relief, so when we do have evacuations and people need to place their animals, we can just flip the switch and flip the lights on, and we have the capacity in there for well over 100 dogs and cats total, which will allow us to be able, because if we had a disaster right now, we just simply don't have the space. We've got, we have over 120 dogs and over 250 cats in this shelter right now, so we have zero space.
I remember it, car fire.
Yeah.
That whoever they are, and I don't even know who their names are down there at the outlets in Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great.
Opened up three different sites there, you know.
Six.
So people could bring in animals. But the other part you told me, which was really heart-wrenching too, was how many volunteers showed up.
Oh, hundreds.
And you said they were lined up to volunteer.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I can tell you
This building wouldn't replace that, because that was 623 animals.
Yeah.
We can't build a building big enough for what the car fire was. But this building would have been big enough for every other evacuation we've done outside of the car fire in the last 15 years.
And just let me say this too, this is small animals, large animals.
No, it's just small animals, not large cats and dogs.
So, but when that happened, with the last time we down in the Matton fire, and any of fires like this, Reading Rodeo Grounds and the Reading Rodeo Association opens up the rodeo grounds, and last time we had not just horses, but we had, donkeys, llamas, goats, you name it, it was out there at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with 24-hour presence from Reading Rodeo Association members and donated hay from a couple of our local feed stores. So this is a caring community, man.
It's fantastic. I love the whole idea, and plus it's a great example of what people can see that can happen with 3D, getting it up, having an emergency shelter. It's just the best thing you could do with that property back there. Fantastic.
This will be the first commercially 3D printed building in the state of California.
Wow. Okay.
So, pretty cool.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's coming along. So we're hoping to have it open and have a grand opening in first or second quarter of next year is when we think it'll be totally complete. So.
Well, we'll get Don back on because we had him right at the beginning of emergent technology.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of stuff's happened. We need to have Don back on and talk about now that his business is maturing, you know, what do we expect with this?
Yeah.
This is a great example.
It's amazing what they can do with it, and the 3D technology can do things like rounded corners and do different things. It's really, really cool.
Okay, we got like 4 minutes. What are some of the things you want people to take away here in our last 4 minutes?
Well, first I want to put a plug in again for Bark, Wine, and Brew. We still have a few tables left. So 241-5262, come on out. It's going to be a great event. We've got two amazing MCs. We should have three amazing MCs. Just two of them are sitting in front of me. And
who's the third one?
Baron.
Baron.
Yeah.
Baron Browning.
Yeah.
Yay.
Baron
and Browning, we all work pretty well together. Yes. Yeah.
So three amazing MCs. We've got a new auctioneer, Keith, who's a lot of fun. He's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to that. And great items throughout.
Mm.
And then lastly, I want to again just thank the community, thank the staff, the volunteers, and everybody who was involved in getting Doko adopted. 353 days is way too long for a dog to spend in a kennel, but the fact that we were able to keep him and keep him healthy and happy and find a loving forever home for him is a testament to the entire team and the entire community. So it's important. So if you're looking on Facebook, you're looking on Instagram, you see something that you like or something that just pulls at your heartstrings, share. Because that share, somebody shared it and the adopter saw it. And
yeah.
So that share saved a life. So if you think you're not helping, you're wrong, you're helping. So please continue to do that.
You also have missing animals, people lost and missing on the website. And those will come out. And you need to share those too because I see a lot of times people will pick up dogs. I almost picked up this lab the other day out there in Silver Bridge. And then I remember I've seen that dog before around there.
He gets out around there.
Yeah. And
he
and
a little
I thought,
buddy.
I'm not going to pick him up because he's from around here. He knows where he's at. And but I almost picked him up because I didn't want him to wander out there on the road and get hurt. So, but you can, you know, you need to share those too. The other thing is chipping. Microchipping your animal, and it's not that expensive.
No.
It's a one-time fee. It lasts for as long, you know, if you move, you can reach the people and change your addresses and all this. But if your dog does get loose and Haven Humane picks them up, first thing they do is wand them to, you know, to see.
Yep. And we return a lot. When they're microchipped, we try and get a hold of the owners, and if there's contact information, addresses that are kept up to date, then we try and get them to them because the last thing we want is more animals in the shelter. And so this is an easy way to do it. It can't fall out. It can't fall off like collars can. The ID can't get pulled off. Your license can't get pulled off. So, the microchipping is, to me, it's a very cheap safety net for our...
It's an insurance. That's not that expensive, and it lasts forever. And it can really help. You know, when we had Snooki, Snooki was a house dog. And I was out taking the trash out one day, and I did not realize she had followed me out. And I'm turning around, and I'm looking down the street, and there she goes. She's just trotting down the sidewalk, just, you know, free. So now do y'all, take skunks?
No.
Oh, we have a big old dead one that could be the one that right on Placer, right when we get off of Chestnut.
Oh,
and I
really?
Thought maybe that's the, you know, feel always feel bad when you see it roadkill. But, we've had a visit in the morning at 1 o'clock. We've sent on a ring camera.
And last night when Buford went out, before we bring him in, his last chance out, he alerted. And I thought, oh, there's a cat out there. And I looked around the corner. And there's something about a silhouette of a skunk you'll never forget.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I was going, leave him, leave it.
Yeah,
and he obeyed. Of course, he got into a fight last year with one an incident. And I think he remembered because here's that skunk coming down the front.
Step for the front walkway.
The front walkway. Toward me.
Yeah,
let's get inside, Buford.
I check my yard every time I let my dog out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I'm Sharon Clay is a friend of mine at Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And if you ever go to the Wild Animal Show, my opinion and ideas of skunks and possums and all that has changed so drastically because of Sharon and her team out there. And And now I see them and I just smile and, okay, yeah, buddy, just go on your way.
Yeah,
go
they're
on.
All friends. Yeah. Yeah, you don't exactly. want to eradicate. I mean,
and they do
know,
so much for us. Yeah.
And, you know, possums only live 2 years out in the wild. Yeah. 2 years. And the longest they've had one in captivity is 4. So yeah. that tells you that, you know, they're not long for the world. And skunks, my gosh, they're everywhere. They're, yeah. you know, so, and there's, yes, it can result in a thorough washing of the dog and you. Yeah,
just stay away from him and keep your eye out.
Yeah, but when he saw it last night, but he listened to me and came on inside. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
We will see you again next month and as well as October 4th for Bark, Wine, and Brew. Remember to go on Haven Humane website. Is it .org?
Yep, heavyhumane.org.
Yeah, and check out the last minute tables.
All right, everybody, it's going to be a little bit better day. We may be getting some rain tonight, so take care and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.